You know, Stephen Thompson, Bob Boylan doesn't make many mistakes. I mean, that's not true. He makes lots of mistakes.
I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, what I was going to say is he doesn't make a lot of mistakes, but he made a big mistake in taking this past week off.
Oh, yeah.
Because that left the show taping just to me and you.
Well, when you said, Stephen, would you mind filling in for Bob this week? I was like, wow, he really, really stepped in it.
Yeah. I mean,
does he realize that the way the public is just going to be like,
no,
don't bring, don't bring back Bob. Like, just keep it like this. This is great.
Yeah. I think just to really drive that point home, I'm just going to go straight to music. This is my first cut. It's by a band called Weed. I'm inclined to just let that keep ringing out.
Just have the whole rest of the show just be nothing but that tone.
Yeah. Still going.
Nice. I like the song. So that's Weed?
Guys, this is from their debut record. It's called Deserve. It's not out until September 10th on a little label called Couple Skate Records. I just love how, you know, we were talking while the song was playing. You said early 90s in a good way, and it is. I also love how buried the vocals are in that mix. It gives it a little dreamier feel than just...
Yeah, I got a little bit of like a Swerve Driver mm-hmm. vibe, you know, where just like, you know, the guitars are the most important component of the music. But that's a terrific song.
The whole record is just massive like that, massive. So when the Bob Boylan cat is away.
Right? No, absolutely.
The mice will rock.
I was just thinking about how glad I was that Bob isn't here.
Well, what do you got?
All right, I got the Julie Ruin, which is
go big or go home, Stephen.
No. It's Kathleen Hanna from Bikini Kill and Le Tigre, just a massively, massively, massively influential and important punk singer, and she's got the Julie Ruin is her new project. She's got a record out called Run Fast that comes September 3rd, and it's got both sides of her on it. There's kind of blistering punk, but there's also that sort of more dance punk sound of Le Tigre, and that's kind of what this song represents. Let's hear the song Ha Ha Ha. I love that unhinged quality to the chorus in particular. That chorus is just a monster. Kathleen Hanna actually made a solo record as Julie Ruin back in like 1997, and this is now it's the Julie Ruin, and it's her band, it's her newest project. It's exciting, and the album is called Run Fast. It's out September 3rd, and the song is Ha Ha Ha.
Great to have her back.
Yeah.
You know, Stephen, I know you don't listen to this show, but if you did listen to this show, you would know that back in June we had a couple of sisters on named Lily and Madeline. And these are two young sisters from Indiana. Lily's 16. Madeline is 18. They got a lot of attention last fall. They posted some songs online that really blew up. They got picked up by Asthmatic Kitty. The song we had on in June was from an EP of theirs called The Weight of the Globe. And they're going to release a full-length debut record. It's going to be self-titled out in the fall. And it is just the sweetest music. I know you're going to love this.
Okay.
This is a cut called Devil We Know from Lily and Madeline. I think that that song just strikes me as hitting right in the perfect sweet spot of Stephen Thompson's favorite kind of music.
Well, I was listening to it and I was thinking, God, I wish I listened to this show. No, that's lovely. That's beautiful. Lily and Madeline?
Lily and Madeline. You know, towards the end there when the drums kick in, I suddenly pictured the two of us skipping down a beach in slow motion holding hands. What you saw?
Well, I picture that a lot just because that's my desktop screensaver.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Lily and Madeline.
Lily and Madeline, that's from their debut full-length record. It is out on October 29th. What do you got?
I've got a duo called Minor Alps. The debut album, Get There, comes out also October 29th. And I heard, this band Minor Alps has a new album out. And I thought, well, that sounds like it was generated by an iPhone app, that band name. That seems like a combination of meaningless words. Mm. And then I found out that it is a duo. of Matthew Cause from Not a Surf, one of my favorite bands, and Juliana Hatfield, speaking of early 90s, from Blake Babies and obviously a long and prosperous solo career. And so they're making music together, and it's very charming. It's sort of what you would expect if Matthew Cause and Juliana Hatfield were making music together. The first track off the record coming out in October is called Buried Plans. A light, charming blend of lush, pretty voices.
I needed about 2 or 3 more minutes of that.
Well, there'll be a whole album of that. I don't know if the whole album's going to sound exactly like that. But I love the way, I mean, I'm a huge, huge, huge Not a Surf fan, and I love the way this kind of brings out that softer, gentler side of his voice where he can really hang back and just make pretty, pretty music. Minor Alps.
That was gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I mentioned Lily and Madeline putting some songs up online this last fall and how big they got from that, relatively speaking. And, you know, Colts, they had another great duo that a couple years ago, you know, they posted some songs online. That was, do you remember the song Go Outside?
Colts. So, great band.
Well, that whole album was super bouncy and it was just full of joy. And they finally have a full-length follow-up coming out again this fall. It's not out until this fall, but we got an early cut. The record is called Static. This is Colts, and the song that we are premiering is called I Can Hardly Make You Mine. had a little noise on this show.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But at the same time, Cults is a very, at the heart of it is very, very elemental pop music, and everything that they layer on top of that is just secondary to these wonderful hooks.
Like, well, and the voice of Madeline Fallon, too. Yeah. I think she's what really draws me in. She and guitarist Brian Oblivion, they are the duo that make up Cults. They're based out of New York City. The new record, Static, was produced by Shane Stoneback. He's the guy who did Animal Collective's Merriweather Post Pavilion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he helped produce
this. So he knows from layering sounds.
Yeah, he knows a little bit about that.
Yeah.
So the record is called Static, and it is out October 15th. You know, I have to say, I think we've really crushed this show.
Oh, my God. I mean, I just feel like if Bob even comes back, like if he comes back to do this show again, people are going to wonder what the deal is, like how he managed to weasel his way back on this show.
Yeah, they're gonna think, wow, those guys, Steven and what's his name?
Steven and the other one.
The other guy.
The other, yeah.
They really turned that show around.
I really love Steven's show. That's what they'll say.
Yeah. Well, if this is going to be your show, I can't think of any band other than maybe Bon Iver to
or
go
like, or Klemsnide.
Klemsnide to go out on than the one you've brought.
Yeah,
it is the quintessential Stephen Thompson.
Well, that, yeah. I consider that a high compliment because I love the Avett Brothers, and I'm among the many, many people who was totally gobsmacked to learn, well less than a year after the Avett Brothers' last record, The Carpenter, there is another new Avett Brothers album coming out this year. And it's terrific. It's very much in the vein of The Carpenter. It's also produced by Rick Rubin. They apparently recorded it around the same time. It was just sort of like, hey, by the way, bonus album. The Avett Brothers have had a really big year. They were nominated for a Grammy. They headlined a night at the Newport Folk Festival. They are continue to be on the ascent, and this new album should only help that. The album is called Magpie and the Dandelion, and the song we'll hear is called Another Is Waiting. What are you? What?
I thought you were talking. You started to talk a little faster, and I just realized Bob was in the next room looking in. I thought Steven's got to get this out before Bob comes in here. Hey, Bob!
Hey,
look!
Hey,
oh, what's going on?
Oh,
what are you guys doing?
We're
having a party.
We're playing show.
I was away.
Yeah. We
it was a bit awkward.
We were just about actually to play the last cut. So.
Oh, it's almost, there's not even any time to.
It's really nothing for you to do here, man.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do you a kindness. I'm gonna take into consideration the 14 years you've put into the show.
This is like a gold watch.
Yeah, and we'll let you have a nice pick after this, but we're going to hear the Avett Brothers, and we'll come back. And
it's a good song.
It's a fake. It's a hoax. It's a nowhere road where no one goes anywhere, anyhow. Well, you're following your heart rate down. She's a rose, she's a queen, but she's staring at a magazine in the dark, on that path where they doctor every photograph. Another is waiting, she isn't saying anything. If you care, if you like, well, I'm standing in the lantern with our weapons and our love, and I use them both to cover up. Another is waiting, she isn't saying anything, but I love you and I care, so you got to get off that conveyor belt. If I could, I would come right. It's a con. The nature of the road you're on lets me see your skeleton well before your life is done. Another is waiting. She isn't saying anything. Another is waiting.
I have never been the massive Ava Brothers fan that you are, but I don't know, that might change with this, what I've heard from this record. I like that a lot.
It's really nice to hear somebody go from wrong to right.
But why do you, this is a band that is, tell, for people who maybe don't get it, because this is a massively huge band
for
some people.
Getting to be
massive. For some fans, they're just rabidly in love with
this. Well, I mean, part of it is a tremendously terrific live band. You know, yeah. They're very charismatic performers, very likable performers. I think what separates the Ava Brothers for me from a lot of the commercially bigger, I'm talking Lumineers and Mumford & Sons here,
yeah.
What separates Ava Brothers from me is that their songs are always about something. And the overarching theme of Ava Brothers music is trying to be a good person. And most of their songs are about that in one way or another. And it's very smart and thoughtful music that's very, very heartfelt and has this is going to sound goopy, but has meaning to it.
And they are amazing live. We had them at South By for our NPR Music Showcase from
yeah.
Stubbs, and
we've covered them at Newport several
yeah,
times.
We've still got those sets online for people who want to check them out. Okay, Bob. All right. What's so important that you had to come in and rain on?
Well, I got a new Kishibashi.
Oh, no kidding.
No kidding.
Seriously.
Yeah. Can you actually just leave your computer here and leave and then we'll
just
play?
Hit
how
play
did
button?
You get a new Kishibashi and I didn't even know one was coming?
Well, that's why. Well, he didn't write me. I couldn't make that up. So here's the deal. He's got a single coming out. He's got a new album coming out sometime, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's working on new songs. This is the first new song since the 151A record that came out in the top of 2012.
Yeah.
And this is an early version of that. And if you go to the Joyful Noise website, you can see it's called Chemicalize With It! It's a limited edition 7-inch MP3. And I got the download. That's how special I am.
Bob Boylan paying for music. Cats and dogs living together.
Is it just me or has Joyful Noise been making a run at it lately? They signed Sun Lux recently. They've got Kishibashi of Montreal.
They just follow you.
I was going to say, that is the most Hiltonian mix of Hiltonia.
So, I'm sorry, Bob. Were you done talking about that?
I'll play the music. Good night, everybody. It's so great to
be
back.
Hey, you're not hosting. Robin says goodbye.
Hey, yeah,
I'm just saying goodbye to you guys. I'm leaving. Here's my computer. Here's the song.
Hey,
you
Boylan,
ready?
Boylan. I can do this in 3, 2, 1. From NPR... No. From music... No. From NPR Music...
You rolling on this?
It's All Songs Considered.
I didn't think about